ABC Radio Australia.
The Australian government has put its proposed agriculture visa on ice, sending ripples of relief throughout the Pacific region. The country's agriculture minister, David Littleproud, was due to unveil the new scheme today. But Pacific leaders and Labor analysts have warned that a new liberalised regime could spell disaster for the Pacific Seasonal Workers Program, which brings thousands of people from the region into Australia to work on farms. And the government seems to have listened. The Assistant Minister for the Pacific, Anne Rustin, has made it clear the government will go back to the drawing board. Here's our Pacific Affairs reporter, Stephen Jedgetts.
If a day is a long time in politics, then a weekend is an eternity. On Friday last week, the government let journalists know it was only days away from unveiling a new agriculture visa. That caused consternation in Pacific governments, which worried that a liberalised regime could effectively spell the end of employment visa schemes for Pacific Island workers. And on Sunday night, the Agriculture Minister David Littleproud made it clear he wasn't rushing to overturn the status quo.
That's what we're going to be working through to make sure that we can get a pragmatic outcome for our farmers, but also live up to these great programs that we've put in place that have helped Pacific Island nations. And we're not going to rush into anything that'll jeopardise any of that.
The next morning, the Assistant Minister for the Pacific, Anne Rustin, also indicated the government was hitting the pause button.
And as we always find, the devil is always in the detail. And so I'll be very keen to be working with Minister Littleproud and the Foreign Minister Payne to make sure that any visas that are put out there recognise the importance of the existing visas and build on those visas.
It's not clear exactly what happened between Friday morning and Sunday evening. Some officials in the Pacific suspect that the Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, who tweeted her support of the Seasonal Workers Program on Friday, stepped in to ensure there was a delay. But the Foreign Minister's office has declined to comment to the ABC. Either way, Michael Fraser from the labour hire firm Connect Group, which has championed the Seasonal Workers Program, says he's relieved by the decision.
It is a win-win for all, and to see anything that would threaten it just as it is firing on all cylinders would be a tragedy.
Not everyone in the agricultural industry would agree with that. Some farmers argue that the Seasonal Workers Program and the Pacific Labour Scheme are too rigid and inflexible for growers, and the need for workers in the sector outstrips supply. But Michael Fraser says the solution to that is to improve and scale up the existing schemes. And he warns that a liberalised regime could encourage illegal labour and the abuse of workers.
It's hard enough for our federal and state bodies to ensure compliance. And we've seen a number of examples over recent times of breaches of compliance rules. So I worry that even with new regulations that we would see that. And Australia's reputation is too important to be threatened.
So does the pause mean that the agriculture visa is now dead in the water? Not in the least. The Nationals have made it clear that a new visa is one of their top priorities. David Littleproud insists that right now there simply aren't enough hands available.
I got around as the agriculture minister, sitting in farmers' sheds, packing sheds. They were telling me that there was a supply issue and we needed to do something about it.
And Anne Rustin says she's confident of reaching a compromise.
You know, there is a very real issue in rural and regional Australia, particularly in the horticulture sector, about a shortage of workers. But in the process of doing that, we need to also be very mindful of other programs that are in place. So I don't think it's a matter of either or if you do one thing, you're actually going to negatively impact on the other. We need to work constructively and collectively to make sure that we get a win-win outcome for everyone.
Hammering out a solution which pleases everyone might take quite a bit of time.